Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to the conference call for Wilson Sons Limited first quarter of 2011 results. Today with us, we have Mr. Cesar Baião, CEO of the Brazilian Subsidiary, and Mr. Felipe Guterres, CFO of the Brazilian Subsidiary and Investor Relations. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After remarks by the company's management, there will be a question and answer session for industry analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach an operator. Today's live webcast, including both audio and slideshow, may be accessed only through the Wilson Sons Investment Relations website at www.wilsonsons.com.br/IR. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Wilson Sons management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that conditions related to macroeconomic environment, industry and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to the CEO of the Brazilian subsidiary, Mr. Cesar Baião, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Baião, you may begin your comments now, sir.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. I'm here with Felipe Guterres and Sérgio Fischer to comment on Wilson Sons' results for this first quarter 2011. If you can please turn over to slide number 3 of our conference call presentation for a brief summary of our consolidated results. We delivered solid revenues of $157 million for the quarter. The oil and gas industry continues to prosper here in Brazil, driving exceptional results for Brasco, while the strength in the Brazilian economy continues to reflect positively in the results of logistics and our cabotage container volumes. In terms of our international trade flow, a strong Brazilian real continues to favor our business linked to imports and warehousing. Our EBITDA is up almost 68% for the quarter, with port terminals, shipyards, and logistics all performing strongly. The reversion of provisions for cash settled stock options amounting to nearly $5.8 million also helped our results. The net income of $19.7 million for the quarter is a direct result of better operating profit and higher financial revenues due to gains in the exchange rate movement. The growth in Brazilian international trade flows, together with a strong domestic economy and ongoing development of Brazilian oil and gas industry, reinforce of our confidence in the investment of $1.8 billion we have announced that will support the expansion of all of our business. Moving now to the next slide, slide number 4 of this presentation. The individual business highlights for the period are port terminals. Revenues are up 46% quarter on quarter, with positive pricing and full to empty mix being the main reasons. Exports have continued to be constrained by strong real, but imports and cabotage continue strong. Brasco had an exceptional quarter with 120 revenue growth. The expansion of Tecon Salvador continues, with civil works completion expected in the first quarter 2012. Towage revenues increased just over 1% for the quarter, with increased harbor maneuvers offsetting volatile demand for special operations. The fleet renewal through construction in our integrated shipyard continues with 3 vessels under construction, 3 tugs. In offshore, quarterly revenues are down 36% as a result of the JV formation and the commencement of, in June 2010, 4 long-term contracts with lower associated daily rates. The total fleet and operating days increases with the delivery of Torta, our 11th vessel, our 11th PSV. In the shipyard business, revenues are up 80% as a result of faster build build program and the consistent demand for vessels from the offshore JV. Civil works continue at the Guarujá 2 site with completion expected in early 2012. The ship agency business grew volumes and revenues, but continued to suffer from a higher personnel cost and a strong real. For our logistics business, the new operations contributed to a significant increase in both revenue and EBITDA, while imports continued to benefit the bonded warehousing side of the business. Now, Felipe will talk more about the results and the CapEx plan in more detail.
Thanks, Mayor. On slide 5, we have the net income for first quarter 2011. Improved results in four terminals, logistics, and the shipyards, which along with the reversion of $5.8 million in cash settled stock options provisions, has led to a significant improvement in EBITDA. The four terminals business contributed to the great bulk of these, with warehousing revenues performing very strongly. Glasgow once more outperformed with demand from long-term clients moving from exploration to production in their concessions off the coast of Rio de Janeiro. EBITDA at Glasgow grew more than 120% quarter over quarter. As a result of the improved operating performance, taxation was higher and the growth of our asset base increased depreciation, which we can quite clearly see on this slide. Financial revenues improved net income, mainly coming from exchange gains and the translation of monetary items, such as cash denominated in Brazilian reais. Moving now to the next slide. Cap expansion for the quarter totals nearly $55 million, with the offshore and towage fleet renewal and expansion, logistics investments in equipment for new client in-house operations, and CB works continuing for the Salvador Port Terminal and the Guarujá 2 shipyard. But the investments in this quarter are just a small step towards our $1.8 billion investment plan to attend the growing demand for Brazilian port, maritime, and logistics infrastructure. This investment program combines over the next 7 years the following significant items: offshore fleet expansion, towage fleet renewal and expansion with latest technology, expansion of Salvador from 300,000 TEUs to 600,000 TEUs per year, future capacity expansion at the Rio Grande Port Terminal, Guarujá 2 shipyard increasing annual capacity from the current 4,500 tons of steel with an additional 5,500 tons of steel per year processing capability. Rio Grande shipyard adding a further 13,000 tons of steel. We can see here, highlighted in red, the majority of our $1.8 billion investment plan intends to use financing principally provided through the Fundo de Maria Mercante FMM. Turning to the next slide, slide number 7, we have a summary of the company's cash and debt position. The vast majority of the company's debt, 76%, is provided by BNDES and Banco do Brasil as agents for the Fundo de Maria Mercante. Additionally, 84% of our debt is denominated in US dollars and 89% of it is long term. The net debt of $200.6 million at quarter end implies a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 1.8. So we remain relatively unleveraged. At quarter end, we had $450 million in undrawn borrowing facilities, which gives us confidence on our growth plan. At this time, I would like to invite you to move to the Q&A portion of today's conference call.
Now, we will open the floor for the question and answer session. If you do have a question or comment, please press star 1. Mr. Kevin Littwell from CIMA would like to make a question.
Salve, Felipe. Good morning to you. It's Kevin Littwell from CIMA, Pearson, London. First of all, thank you very much for the clarity of the future capital expenditure proposals, which is very welcome. Obviously, it's a very large number relative to your current sales, 1.8 billion US dollars. Can I ask when you would expect the funding of that $1.8 billion of capital expenditure over the next 6 years to come from? What would you see as being the proportion from existing cash flow, from your debt facilities, and possibly from equity?
Okay, Kevin, good afternoon. I think Philippe can answer your first question related to the funding of this $1.8 billion.
Hi, Simon. From our quarter end financials, you can see that we had undrawn financing facilities amounting to almost $450 million that we will use for this $1.8 billion investment. We can count on SMM as a main source for the shipbuilding and the shipyard investment. We have a long history of utilization of the very competitive financing available to the Fulbright Marine Exchange. And we also use project financing, leasing, and other financing alternatives for port terminals logistics, and we expect to continue to be able to do so. Naturally, as you mentioned, our business operations have great cash generation that will be also source of financing. So you can see there is already a large level of security over the near-term financing of this $1.8 billion investment plan.
Is there enough cash generation going forward, do you think, to make up the shortfall?
We will use our cash generation as well, but if you consider that FMM debt is up to 85% of the total investment for the shipbuilding and shipyard, and it accounts for almost 80% of our new investments that we're expecting to have, it will not demand a lot of equity from our side.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Rickard.
Remembering, if you do have a question or comment, please press star 1. Mr. Kevin Littrup from CIMA would like to make a question.
Hi, sorry, it's Kevin Littrup still from CIMA, please. The stock putting in right back, where exactly are you writing that back to? Which of the divisions, or is it going into the corporate charge?
You mean the $5.8 million related to the first stock option, Kevin?
Yes, indeed, yes.
Okay, the breakdown of the 5.8, I think we have something in the earnings release, but it was in on all of the main business units, with 2.6 in the corporate cost.
Yes.
And the remaining balance, 5.2 in the other business units. Mainly.
Is that spread over the other divisions?
Yeah, but mainly concentrated in port terminals and towage.
Okay.
And this happens because our share price during this first quarter decreased in relation to the December 31st, 2010.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for that.
Sure.
Remembering, if you do have a question or comment, please press star 1. This will be the last instruction. If you do have a question or comment, please press star 1. Please wait a moment while we are collecting the questions. At this time, we end the question and answer session. I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Cesar Bayon for any closing remarks.
This $1.8 billion CapEx plan is an investment in the long-term growth of our business and will continue to facilitate the company's goal to be the first choice of our stakeholders. The dedication of our team and the demand for our service have again delivered a solid quarter of results, and we would like to once more thank them and all our stakeholders for the confidence they place in Wilson Sons management team. Thank you all.
Wilson Sons Limited conference is finished. Have a nice day.